We have come together in this sanctuary on this Good Friday to stand before the cross. Here this evening we have tucked away in a corner a Lenten cross. It is spare and barren, rugged, rude. This is not an object of art. It does not shine, it does not gleam. Instead, it is evocative of the cross from which Jesus hung. It was on a cross like this that Jesus was crucified. It was to a cross like this that he was nailed. And it was on a cross like this that he died. On this Good Friday, we remember these things. We confront the reality of what happened on a hilltop outside of Jerusalem so long ago. We remember how when political figures and religious authorities hate and fear and ignorance and prejudice, anxiety, chaos, enemy, all came together and attacked God's creation personified in Jesus Christ. We believe that that attack ultimately failed, that life triumphs over death. We will celebrate that belief on Easter morning. But in gathering here on this night, we acknowledge that this victory did not come without a price. Indeed, the cost was very high. Jesus, blameless. Jesus, who came to teach and to preach and to heal and to love, died on a cross. Jesus went to the cross, bearing God's love. Our faith teaches us that Jesus is both fully human and fully divine. It is the fully human Jesus on the cross who knew the pain and the agony and the trauma and the suffering and indeed the death that every human being, every woman and man encounters in life. It was Jesus, fully divine, who took in that experience, had our experience, and thereby makes it possible for God to say, I know what you feel. When we are in pain, when we are suffering, when we are lost, God has known that experience. Jesus' presence on the cross, Jesus' suffering on the cross, was God's moment of solidarity for all time with all humanity. It was God's way of showing that he would go to any distance, travel any length, go anywhere to be with us, no matter how dire the circumstances, no matter how dark things appeared to be. It is that knowledge, it is that reality that we are not alone that allows us on Good Friday to walk up to the edge of the abyss, to peer into the darkness, and to not recoil. to not flee, but to stand our ground, to acknowledge, to name, and to resolve to confront evil. For we know that while God has triumphed over death, there is still darkness in our world. Whether in an airport in Brussels, ancient ruins in Palmyra, the streets of Ferguson, we know the darkness is still present. But we are not alone in facing this, for God is with us. This evening, we yearn for resurrection. We yearn for God's new creation. We yearn for Easter. And it is Easter that is our destination. But we do not rush there. This night, we will tarry. We will stay here, remembering that Jesus on the cross came to stand by us and with us and for us. And so this hour, we come to the cross and we stand with Jesus.